let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, get ready to pack your bags and make the first stop on your next vacation to the Chicago Travel and Adventure Show at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. You can discover thousands of the newest vacation options from the top destinations from around the globe and meet the experts who are on hand to help you personalize and book your trip. One of those experts is Peter Greenberg. Ion Travel with Peter Greenberg airs Saturday afternoons at 5, right after me. And Peter joins me in studio. Welcome in, my friend.
Happy to be in Chicago.
Are you? It's a really rainy, cold day.
You know what? The reason why I'm happy to be in Chicago is I went to school at the University of Wisconsin in Madison.
Oh.
I'm a Badger, but every weekend, right down I-90 to play in Chicago. So I always love coming back.
Although I would say, though, probably in college, the drinking age in Wisconsin was a lot lower than it was in Illinois.
Yeah, but you didn't need to drink to have fun in Chicago.
That's true. That's very true. That's very true. You were speaking at 12:45 tomorrow. The subject matter is what the travel industry won't tell you, what you need to know and use in 2025. So tell us.
Well, how much time do you have? No, honestly, travel is the largest industry in the world. It's one out of every 10 jobs, one out of every 5 new jobs. But most importantly, it's what everybody loves to do. When was the last time you were on a plane that wasn't completely full?
Yeah,
everybody wants to go everywhere. Seasonality is long gone now. People are traveling. It's like people not working in the office anymore. People are traveling whenever they want to go for whatever reason and whatever and with whom they want to travel with. So you see multi-generational travel. That's always great because grandmother and grandfather are paying for it. But you also have destinations that were never on anybody's bucket list that now are. I mean, right here in Chicago, your hometown airline, United, has the largest expansion in its history on international routes. So this year alone, they're going to places that I guarantee you are not on anybody's list. Mongolia.
Yeah.
Greenland, our 51st state. They're going to Dakar in Senegal. They started this a couple months ago in Morocco. That was the first time in 40 years that a U.S. airline has ever flown to Morocco.
Wow.
So that's a big deal. And by the way, that's 17 new international destinations that you can fly nonstop. You don't have to go schlepping through London, Paris, or Rome. And it's easier for you, too.
You're right about remote working, though. You can do that anywhere. My future sister-in-law works for Google, and you know, they're going to the Caribbean next week, but she'll be working at some point during the day and then enjoy the sun in the afternoon and in the evening. So, I mean, that's exactly a big deal now.
But
that's
now,
why there's no season. Yeah.
Yes, but now with more and more people traveling, our expectations are being challenged because the travel industry doesn't always want to act in your favor.
That's true.
There are some airlines out there that, if they're being honest in their branding, would say, we're not happy until you're not happy. And you know what? We know some of those airlines.
Yeah, we do.
But it's not just the airlines. It's the hotels. It's the cruise lines. It's the actual process of travel. And that's what gets people in trouble because they don't know. So I'll be talking about a lot of that tomorrow and Sunday at Donald Stevens.
Well, there's also a job issue. There's a recruitment issue in the industries too, in the travel industry. So, you know, you might not have as many people running the hotel or at the restaurants you're going to or at the airlines itself. I mean, that's a big deal too.
It is a big deal. And by the way, the travel industry did a terrible job pre-pandemic in educating people that their job was not a job, it was a profession, right? If I go to a restaurant tonight or a cafe in Italy, that waiter or waitress, that's their profession. It's what their father did or their brother did. They love what they do. I go to a restaurant in New York, that waiter or waitress is an out-of-work actor waiting for a phone call, and they don't get it. So when the pandemic hit, right, people just left.
Yeah.
Because to them, it was just a job.
Yeah.
Now, the smarter travel providers now are redefining it, and people are coming back and having a much better time.
I just got back from New York City with my fiance a couple of weeks ago. A favorite place to dine there?
My favorite place?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Well, what kind? We have to be specific. There are 19,000 restaurants in Manhattan alone.
it's
true.
Yeah.
So if you say to me, this is my favorite for steak, for Italian, for Chinese, for Japanese, we can talk about
steak.
Steak? It's Peter Luger.
Okay.
In Brooklyn.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And Gallagher's is a close second.
I went to Gallagher's. Yeah. I love their steak sauce, and I usually buy some.
Did you walk by the meat room where they have everything?
Oh,
my God.
You have to.
That's their version of a wine cellar.
Yeah, it really is. Well, they used to sell their steak sauce, and I remember every Christmas or whatever, my son would put a couple in there. He'd order them from there. And I said, I'd like to get a couple bottles. He goes, we stopped selling them last fall.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm leaving. He's like, you're not leaving. And I'm like, okay, I'm not. But gave me a large
That's
container
nice.
Sling pack,
there
which
you
is
go.
Which tells me good people there for sure. Wednesday night was a tragic day with the crash of the American Airlines plane with the military jet. People who are traveling even today and over the weekend need to be aware that, you know, because of all this and the investigations going on, there are still delays and cancellations happening.
There'll be some. Yeah. They got back on track pretty fast because keep in mind that from an operational point of view, there are a lot of planes that couldn't get to Washington, D.C. They had to be diverted after about 9 o'clock on Wednesday night.
Right.
It takes about 24 to 36 hours, if it's a weather incident or in this case a terrible tragedy, for the operation to get back to track. But most importantly, as this investigation continues, and it's a story that I've been covering ever since 9 o'clock on Wednesday night, New York time, and this investigation will continue for a good 6 months to a year. This is, you know, we've seen too many movies. We want too many fast answers. There is no one fast answer here.
No, a lot of people are speculating, and I can't stand that. Let them do their work.
And keep in mind, I've covered every major airline accident since 1979. And my career with airline accidents started here in Chicago.
I remember that
American
flight.
Airlines Flight 191, May 25th, 1979. I lost friends on that plane. It was an amazing investigation. And to this day, people think it was a defective plane, and it wasn't. The DC-10 was not a defective plane. It was bad maintenance. And we did that one-hour special, An Anatomy of a Crash. But following up on what just happened with American Eagle in Washington, D.C., people need to know that the last 30 years in this country have been the 30 safest years in commercial aviation since aviation began. Consider this. Last year, 2024, 4.4 billion people flew around the planet, and the total number of fatalities is under 700. Now, no fatalities.
And nobody wants even 700, but I get what you're saying.
No fatality is acceptable.
Yeah.
But with those numbers, and by the way, most of those fatalities happened in the last 2 weeks of December with the shootdown of the Azerbaijan plane and then the terrible crash in Korea of the 737. But putting that aside, look at those numbers. Overwhelming odds in your favor. And you're talking to somebody right now. I travel 450,000 miles a year.
Yeah.
Now, I'm only 19.
Of course.
I look at
you? You look great.
Thank you.
It's radio. So you're okay. Good shape.
Then I'm 19. No, but bottom line is I don't think about it because I know what goes into the process of flying. I train six times a year in the simulators. I'm with those captains. I'm with the people who engineer it. I have great faith in the system. Now, I challenge the system when it comes to government regulation because the FAA has done a terrible job, and they continue to do a terrible job in every single level that they've been. Because what people forget is that when the FAA was established by an act of Congress back in 1935, it was given a dual mandate that it could never perform. The first mandate, which we all embrace, was enforce and enact safety regulation. We need that. Let's go for that. You know what the second mandate was? Promote the business of aviation.
Yeah.
You can't do both.
No.
And so the FAA has forgotten a long time ago that manufacturers like Boeing or operators like the airlines are not their clients and they're not their partners. The FAA only has one client. It's us. And until they realize that, the system will be challenged.
It's funny. My 12-year-old said to me when he saw this on the news, like, he goes, well, we're supposed to go to Florida. Like, are we concerned about traveling? And I did what you did, is I pulled up the odds of how many people travel per year. And again, and not one death is something we want to be looking at or seeing. But to look at the statistics, really, flying is very safe.
Look, we're also dealing with very powerful visual images. It was recorded on video. Yeah. It's indelible. But keep in mind what the NTSB does now. These guys are the heroes. The National Transportation Safety Board, they work in the most adverse conditions to do what? To find the probable cause. But then they go beyond that. Because once they find the cause, they're going to make urgent safety recommendations about the solution. Now, where the FAA gets into trouble is when they're given this recommendation of an urgent safety recommendation in which a solution exists and you can implement it, and the FAA either slow walks it or doesn't do it. I'm not a lawyer, but I could prosecute this case of criminal negligence. If you know there's a problem and you know there's a solution and you consciously make the decision not to implement that solution, hey, go to prison.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So the eyes right now are on the new Secretary of Transportation,
yes.
the newly appointed, not confirmed yet, but the acting administrator of the FAA, to start reversing decades of bad behavior.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's what our president's goal is with all that after hearing him for the last few days.
Well, yes, but it has to be directed appropriately.
Yeah.
Look, I'm the first person to tell you. I'm not the first person to tell you. The NTSB would be the first people to tell you, but I would echo that everything I'm talking about now is preliminary. It's too soon to rush to judgment.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need fast answers. We need correct answers. So I would not. I would say the same thing to President Trump that I'm saying to myself. Shut up. You don't know anything yet.
Yeah.
Don't do anything yet. Let the NTSB do their work.
Do their job. Yeah.
So I can tell you, from an instinctual point of view, what I pretty much know what happened Wednesday night. But that doesn't mean I know.
That's right.
And I have to wait.
Yeah, you have to wait. I am going to pivot a little bit. The Super Bowl is a week from Sunday.
Yeah.
And whether you're heading there already, you still want to go, you got to watch out for scams. That's the first thing I hear about, especially from a travel perspective. When it surrounds the Super Bowl, there's packages that they offer you.
Let me tell you the all-time great scam.
Yeah.
And it gets their attention.
Yeah.
They fall for it. It's called a Super Bowl package. And it says, come to New Orleans, in this case, New Orleans, come to New Orleans and watch the game and blah, 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 blah. And they give you a price. Hotel, the game.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, you'll be watching the game from your room at Motel 6. You're not getting tickets.
I know, it's true.
I mean, people need to understand this.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not being elitist here. I've covered Super Bowls. I don't ever want to go back to one. For me, I'm much happier watching it on TV. Mm-hmm. When I was a correspondent for Newsweek, every year they wanted me to go to the Rose Bowl. Like, after a while, I said, get somebody else.
Yeah, interesting.
But I understand why people want to go there for the festivities and the celebrations. But understand, unless the person selling you the package is an authorized seller of NFL tickets, and that could even be, you know, one of the ticket distribution systems,
sure,
you know, StubHub or anybody else.
Yeah.
Don't do it, because you're not going to get in.
Well, in New Orleans, too, on top of it being the Super Bowl, I mean, that is just an amazing city to visit in general. So when it's in Atlanta, yes, there's things to do. When it's in Los Angeles, there's things to do, of course. New Orleans is a different beast, and there's just, you can spend weeks there.
You can, but if you're going to go right now, remember, we're within 2 weeks of the game now.
Yeah.
If you're going to go right now, you're staying in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, right. Exactly, right.
And that's not a bad idea. Yeah, it's only an hour and a half drive.
Lake Charles, somewhere over there.
Absolutely, but you're not staying in New Orleans.
Yeah.
You don't do that to yourself.
Peter Greenberg, Saturday afternoons at 5 right here on WGN Radio. And you can meet Peter at the Chicago Travel and Adventure Show in Rosemont all weekend long. And you love this. You've been doing this for like 15 years.
I have. It's always great, because it's not just what I have to say. It's listening to everybody who comes and answering their questions as well.
I love it. Go across the street, get a little drink at Gibson's, say hello to James at the bar for me.
We know Gibson.
Okay,
yes.
Very good. Thank you, Peter. Appreciate it.
You got it, man.